And I'll count us in. 5, 4, 3, 2, and we're here.
It's so awkward.
We're just done. Yeah, well, we're done with it.
We're just rolling in.
Welcome to Flowing with Famous, your all Fresno podcast. I am Joshua Teehee. With me, as always, Mike C. of the Dorktown Network of Podcasts. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Joshua. Hello, listener of Flowing.
Listener? There's one.
There's well, one. You're talk. It's called professionalism. You're talking to one person.
Oh, I
when
see.
You're, there's not a
right.
Whole
no,
group
I understand.
People.
Yeah. I'm so. Talking directly to you, person listening right now.
Mm-hmm. Look at that. Joshua Teehee yeah. is
I get
talking
it. I'm
to
talking
you.
Directly to you. About
cool.
Fresno stuff.
Ooh, Fresno stuff. So oh, good. This is the right show.
Yeah,
then.
This is the right show.
I wasn't sure where I was at.
Monthly podcast where we talk about all things Fresno. Whether it's pop culture, retail, politics.
Ah, retail, man.
Et cetera, et cetera.
So, I don't know why, but the retail's...
That's the one that gets you, huh?
I like the retail stuff.
I enjoy... So I do entertainment stuff for the Fresno Bee, so... I enjoy the entertainment stuff.
Yeah,
for, just
I enjoy it all. But
it's what I do. I like the politics.
Okay.
I like, yeah. So, lots of stuff happened in February, happening.
We have breaking brand down news. No, it's not breaking. It's old brand down news, but
brand
since we're
down.
A monthly show, you know, I'm catching up on our brand down.
Yeah.
Brand down report.
The brand.
Welcome to the brand down report. Sponsored by Flowing with Famous.
We should have a brand down report.
he, a few weeks back, I don't know if they're still around. He put up, he got him and his little, tax group people got,
okay.
Put uh-huh. up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
yeah,
talking
uh-huh.
about? Like,
yeah.
I forget. I apologize. Yeah. I don't have their name. Maybe I do. Actually, Taxpayer Association of Central California.
There you go.
They put up billboards around the valley, and it says, and it's, Mr. President, we need number one, water, number two, dams, number three, fish, and the fish is crossed out. So it's another, like.
I see.
And then it's got a Brandow, you
water,
know. And it's like
yeah.
a Brandow billboard, but it's just like, Mr. President.
Mr. So, President. Mr. Trump.
For one. So these are my feeling is this is a group that's like, don't pay taxes. I don't want to pay any taxes kind of group. Like,
right. Okay. Yeah.
I don't want to spend I've got my money.
Right.
Let everyone else figure out how to get their money.
Yeah.
Don't take my money.
Right. To pay for
you shouldn't spend money on frivolous things that I don't care about. And so they're paying for billboards about just like calling to President Trump, like, hey, we want dams.
Right.
And water. So, do they think this is he's gonna see these things and he's like, holy crap, the Fresno guys want some water and dams. Let's make that happen.
Which I wouldn't have known had
a lot
I not
of very important. Yeah,
had
I no
not
idea.
Been driving down the 99.
Just in case President Trump was driving down 99, he's like, look at this. They need water. Let's get them.
Yeah, that is an odd.
That's the worst billboard. Trump ever done, by the way. That's
it's fine. But that is a weird thing to put on a billboard. You know, if you really think, if you stop and really like think out, like, okay, what are they saying? Who is their audience? So, I mean, obviously, their audience, their audience is, I guess they want you to know that they want
president.
The president.
They're telling
to know.
The president,
right.
Get Brandow's, I guess, because he wants a bigger. Political job. He wants like.
Oh,
a,
I did not know.
You see, I'm not the politics guy, but
he's angling.
He's angling for.
Oh yeah, he's running for one of them Senate seats or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, something that represents the valley.
Against Clint Olivier.
Is it against?
Oh
Clint
yeah,
Olivier?
Yeah, yeah,
no,
yeah.
No, it isn't.
Oh yeah, yeah, and the other dude too. There's like
they're like best buddies.
Yeah, hold on.
As far as I know,
hold on.
All just being like.
I'm gonna
did
look.
Did they like
up.
Get together and like, hey, let's all run for that seat. One of us will get it.
No, they did not.
Oh,
no, they did not. I'll look that up. Go ahead and we can continue talking
right.
and all because I that's a really
I just don't understand when you're talking from a group that's like don't spend money on stuff. They're spending money on billboards.
Okay, right.
For
and,
nothing.
Right. And here's
me.
The thing. When those people, anyone who says there are a few people I think who are really like anti-taxes, right?
Right.
People don't mind paying taxes. They just want whatever they want. They want those taxes to go to...
They want the stuff I use and nothing else.
Right.
Doesn't matter what other people need. I don't need those things, so don't tax me on those things.
I mean, and that's exactly right. And so it's like, you know, the same people who go, I don't want to pay for healthcare for anyone. I am okay with bombing the shit out of other countries.
Yeah.
You know, at like 100 bazillion times
right.
the price, you know.
Or I don't want to pay for PBS, which is almost not even, almost doesn't even show up in the budget. It's so small for the government. But I will pay a gazillion dollars for jets right. and tanks.
Right. That's exactly right. Okay, hold on. I'm getting to the point. Oh, okay. Okay, so. It is the
fearsome
Senate,
foursome.
Senate bill, a Senate race, and it is the 8th district seat.
There it is,
which
district.
Tom Berryhill is going to vacate in 2018, so this is in a while. So Clint Olivier is announced his run, and he had all this great stuff to say. Fresno City Council member or councilman Steve Brandow, Oliver's closest ally on the council, said Wednesday he was strongly considering a run for the 8th district.
Okay? Very strongly.
Fresno
aggressively hopping.
Fresno County Supervisor Andreas Borges, another young Republican, is also said that same day that he is actively considering.
Oh, he's actively considering
for state senate.
Strongly considering and so, actively considering. Wonder what the difference is between those.
Yeah. So there you go. So that's a crazy looking
man.
Race. That's just the Republican side. Anyway. So we're billboards.
I suspect this may be the point is that so right. that people that care about water will see that
we'll
and
see
vote
that
for Brandow.
Oh, we need water.
Brandow is going to give me that water.
Framing the sentence like that, like we need water. What does that mean? You know, I mean, yes, we need water to live. Yes, but like,
anyway. Everybody wants the 100% right, water right. allotment right. and I, screw yeah, the right. river.
Right.
Screw with, you know. Thinking about the long-term effects right, of right. the river. Let's just get my water right now.
Dams, I can understand. Sure, we need dams, I guess.
I guess.
They're failing is the problem.
Well, yeah.
I think
the ones that we have are right. failing. And then I don't know. It feels like maybe if you're talking about something that's already dammed up, you might as well put another dam on it.
Let's add another
one. I mean, it ruins the river regardless of
infrastructure anyway.
So. Yeah, we need a what's the environmental writer at the Bee? Does all the kind of
Mark Grossi?
Yes,
who's no longer there, but yeah.
Oh, is that there?
Yeah,
no.
We talked about it.
We did.
Yeah, he's retired. He's doing some freelance working with some environmental reporting group. Actually, we did run a couple of one of his pieces.
Okay,
well, kind of a longer thing that he
I just
did.
Saw his name.
You probably did. Yeah, he had a byline, and it was something that he wrote in conjunction with another news organization. But he's
who's doing? Is anyone on in that at the Bee now? Like took over his slot? Or
good
is it just,
question.
Man, we got to
no,
watching
but
this stuff,
there will be. I think they're looking to hire someone, and they've already been in talks with people and whatnot.
So. Just put it on Teehee's plate,
nah,
McClatchy. he nope. needs more work.
Nope. I don't know about the environment. So, anything? There's some other city council Brandow stuff that.
Well, they voted surprisingly. They vote a unanimous vote for approval for more bike trails
more
and
bike trails,
park
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah,
which is huge in my book for Fresno. I think right. Fresno is desperately needs all those things. I understand there's a budget,
right?
But these that for us to make. For us to grow as a city reputation-wise and for the brain drain to stop, the parks and trails are
right.
a big
yeah.
thing that need to happen. And they need to happen south of Herndon.
Well, right, right.
North
right.
of Herndon is good.
Okay, yeah.
You know, relatively speaking. So everything needs to be happening south of Herndon when you're talking about trails and parks and
right.
all these things.
So it was unanimous, the decision?
I think it was
pretty close.
It was like 8-0, 7-0, or is there 8?
Brandow did not vote no, which was striking to me.
Yeah.
Because of his stance on bike lanes and whatnot in the past.
Yeah.
But then again, I think there's a lot of this that happens where you can vote for something and it doesn't mean you even necessarily support it, because there will be other votes that come along down the way that determine funding, et cetera, and you can raise concerns anywhere along the way. So just because you say, yeah, let's go ahead with this master plan, it doesn't mean that in a year or so, when a specific part of that comes up before the board, that you cannot shoot it down. And, you know, so it's kind of like,
it's okay now, but they could, win-win. They could still,
but no, still it was, a good, later. A good decision. I thought so.
Yeah.
What else? You know, did you see the thing, and I should have looked it up, that there's a possibility of some basketball courts going in at Eaton Plaza.
I didn't see that.
Yeah,
that's
so
interesting to me.
Eaton Plaza down there by the water tower, mm-hmm. down there by
that grass space out there.
By the by the central library. There's some grass.
It used to be Suds in the City was there a long time ago when it was good.
Yeah. I think they had a taco, one of the taco trucks, but food truck events was
there. The Eaton on the, they still have that like monthly, don't they? Or
I think so.
Eaton
somewhere
on the plaza.
Well, I don't think they have it there on the plaza anymore, but it's a really nice space. They do the movies, there during the summer. Granville puts on, which are really kind of cool. They do some nice stuff. Anyway, there is some talk about trying to get some basketball courts down, in that area. And, I haven't really looked into it enough to determine whether or not I think that's a good idea or not. I think generally, just off the top of my head, it's like the more of that kind of recreational space that we have, the better. And I think it's only going to be taking up parking lot space. I don't think they're going to take out any green space to add that. So to me,
if you're talking about not taking out green space and adding something.
I believe that that's the case. Like I said, I need to read a little more, and as it progresses, we'll check it out.
Yeah.
And talk about it again.
Because there isn't any, that new park over in Mural District, there isn't any kind of basketball court.
No. But there is a park, I'm not even going to remember the name, but it's on Divisadero, right on Abbey. Or Blackstone, actually. Blackstone of Divisadero, down at the end. There's a park there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they have...
Is that a park? Okay, I always thought that was part of a school or something.
I don't believe so.
I just haven't looked hard enough.
I don't believe so. I think it actually is. It might actually be part of the... I think it's just a park there. And they have basketball courts and a water feature and all sorts of cool stuff down there. So there is one close. But, you know, the more of this kind of stuff we can have, the better, obviously. Yeah. So,
more people are out and about doing stuff, right. and especially in the core downtown.
Right. The better. So,
we approve. Falling with Famous approves the basketball courts on Eaton.
Until I read about it and then go, that's terrible.
We're going to tear out all the grass and trees.
Right.
All right. Don't do that. Did you see, and the thing of helping the Fresno be more urban, the offices out on Shaw, across from the mall, over at 770 East Shaw, and First, they're gonna mix in some residential
mixed use.
You can have an apartment with your office.
The thing that I read in the B was really funny, because it was something to the effect of, like, the headline was like, this is a new idea for Fresno, or new to Fresno, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, no. I mean, relatively new, I suppose. Yeah. But, like, this is the same stuff that's happening downtown in the Mural District, you know. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, it's
I mean,
because it's a good spot, because it's like a three-story building already. It's already there.
Yeah.
But any area where you can have, where you can live there and walk the stuff don't have to leave.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was kind of the general consensus. Whoa. The wind or studio ghost just opened
up. Yeah! Eddie Van Halen is not amused.
you know, anytime you can make an area where you can live and walk to all the services you would normally need.
I remember
which you could there.
Several years ago, there were
although there isn't a grocery
store. There were talks about a similar loft spaces, not live work necessarily, but loft spaces going in around Fig Garden Village, which I thought was a great idea at the time. And I think this is a great I mean, the more density we can add to any place, residential density, I think the better. I think it's a great idea. I saw that today and I was excited. Mm-hmm. The more of these kind of options, the better, you know. Then we just got to find businesses to fill those spaces. So
right. But that I like that idea. And then the fact that if I'm like an entrepreneur type of guy that just I need a kind of office space that's not a big deal, but I still could use an office space, but that would be a cool place to live. Like I could have my office right there and then just live in the back, you know?
Yeah. That'd be great. I think there's more of that. I would love to be able to live above a coffee shop or a, not necessarily a bar because they're loud, but you know.
Shut up down shut there!
Up. Be knocking on the. But you know, yeah, I think that's great. That's big city living. You know, that's like urban living, and I think cities are moving away, like toward that, away from the suburban. I think the. You know, there are plenty of people that would want to live like in the suburbs, in the sort of offset parts of town. But more and more people are seeing that there are benefits to living in an urban area. So it's about time Fresno catches up.
We've done everything we can, I guess, to stop, you know, us growing further out.
Right.
But it's still happening. But like the Madera, all that whole development across the river.
Right.
And Madera side of the river, it's like, it's going to be pretty huge. And so it's just, at some point, you just got to throw up your hands and like, we're not growing city limits. We got to grow infill. And hopefully we don't get away from that.
Right.
Since without, Swear Bear there.
Right. She was really about that.
So I'm a little worried that's going to start eroding away and we're just going to go back to like Granville owns this town.
Right. Well, I feel like she set down the right path and there's enough people here who believe in that idea that it won't, if it does happen, there will be considerable pushback from people.
Yeah.
You know, there's enough people now that realize that it's not a good idea just to sprawl and sprawl and sprawl and sprawl. So there we go.
Yeah.
That's what I think. There was our political chatter. Any other political chatter? I don't think so.
Yeah, I think I'm good on the politics
all
stuff.
Right, cool.
I guess.
Yeah.
I'm ready for some music.
Oh, you want to just jump right in?
Yeah, bro.
Okay. Band of the episode. Band.
Band.
Of the episode.
Of the episode.
So, it's the Light Thieves.
Light Thieves.
Which, I don't know, we've probably
familiar
had
familiar with them.
We've probably had them as the band of the episode several times.
Yeah, they might be the most used, maybe.
But, I like them.
Me too.
They're good. And B, they just do a lot. And so, the reason I would choose them for this one, they have a new album out, I think it's next weekend, actually. The 10th is their release for it.
At Tioga.
Tioga Sequoia. It is
Beer Garden.
Vinyl, only available. It'll probably be available as a download, but available on vinyl, clear vinyl, 200 copies only. So they did a small run with the idea
I might have to get that.
You do have. I haven't seen the actual physical thing yet, but I saw pictures. Robert Amador did the artwork for the whole thing, and it is amazing.
Oh, yeah. I think it's
going to be, like, so...
I'm going to have to get it.
You have to. I mean, it's ridiculous. Especially if you're a fan of local music. you know, there are a few bands that have actual records out. You know, Slow Season is on Easy Rider Records or Riding Easy Records, and so I have their album. It's cool. There are some other bands. You know, Beastmaker has their album out. I think it's on vinyl as well. But these guys did it themselves. They really spent a lot of time thinking about how they wanted it to look. What they, you know, the whole thing is they're doing a limited run, 200 only available at shows. They're doing a run of tour dates, and they're hoping to get rid of them all. I
like
that,
making people come out to the show. Like, you want it? Come out to the show. Yeah.
And then, you know, and the hope is that after that, then they'll be able to reprint it, you know, on just regular vinyl or whatever, repress it, and go from there. But I think it's a great idea. I think the having a limited run and making it exclusive, just selling it at shows, in the way that vinyl is right now for a lot of like music fans, it totally makes sense. So we said a bunch. Let's listen to the band. So see them next week if you can, or this week, I guess. 10th is the day. that they'll be playing down there at Tioga with Sahab in the 1800s. And if you like them...
How are the 1800s?
How are they?
Yeah. Have you seen them yet?
Yeah, I like them a lot. Yeah. So that's an offshoot band of Fierce Creatures. With a bunch of different people. I think Mathar was playing bass for them for a while. I don't think he's like permanent in the band, but yeah. Anyway.
All right. Let's get to some retail.
Retail, your favorite. Let's talk about it. What's going on?
Did you get the free media preview of the Steak and Shake?
I did not. No.
All right. No. Well, it's open now as Steak we speak Kirk. Today.
Yeah.
If you get this on the day this podcast drops.
Yeah.
It's open.
Yeah.
And people
check
it out.
Freaking out.
I like that it's out there on Kings Canyon, out in Sunnyside area.
Yeah.
And I'll check it out at least once.
Burger place, right?
Yeah, burger fries. Shakes, apparently.
Shake. No, I don't think they do have what? They have shakes. I don't steaks. Like, steaks they don't have.
Yeah,
shakes.
They don't have steaks. Shakes, oh, that would be bad. Steak and shake, and they're like, oh, okay, I'll take I'll a medium 9 ounce.
No, we don't.
Oh, okay. Well, just give me a vanilla shake.
No, we don't have that. What do you have? What do you have? What is
it? Burgers and fries.
I'd like to know how that steak and how the name came about. I mean, I assume at one point maybe they did have
steak. Maybe they had steak burgers. Do you think maybe they have a steak burger?
I don't know.
They should, just to avoid.
Right.
Just so the employees don't have to have that joke told them like 100 times. Well, it says steak on the name. Can't order a steak here. Yeah. No, you can't. Okay.
No.
What do you want?
We have burgers. Fries.
Get over it.
Man, what is it about Fresno that we get so freaking excited about retail, national places?
I don't know.
In?
I'll see this. I wrote a post on the Fresno related to the controversy about, because when it was announced where it was going to be, people are freaking out and like, what the hell is it going to be on Kings Canyon for? What is it, the ghetto, blah, blah, blah. I wrote a counter piece to that, just like
in the ghetto,
just telling people to shut up about,
right.
Let Kings Canyon have something cool.
Right. Not everything can be north of the
So that Oregon. Post has been sitting there, and I've never written very good called SEO in the blogging games.
Right. Yeah.
Search
engine optimization.
Correct.
I know all about it.
Something that's going to pop up on the first page of Google when you search for something. Right. And for some reason, the Steak and Shake thing. It's the best SEO thing I've ever done. And it's basically driving my traffic for the past month. It's just been Steak and Shake traffic. And so that just telling me like people in Fresno are probably searching like, when is Steak and Shake open? When is Steak and Shake open? Steak and Shake. So like this is what people are going crazy about. Is a new restaurant. Not that that's new news for Fresno. We all go crazy for restaurants forever. But
I mean, and restaurant, but not just restaurant. I mean, just national big chains that come to Tampa.
I've never seen it before. Fresno.
You know, it's crazy. I just don't understand it.
Somebody comes to town that's not from here or something. I haven't used steak, but it'll be like, oh yeah, we got an In-N-Out. You want to go check that out?
The Habit Burger.
Yeah, you ever checked out Habit Burger? You ever been to a Yard House before? We got one.
Dave and Buster's, bro.
Dave and Buster's got that.
And you know, yeah, it's just so weird. And those are all restaurants, but I think even like the chain, like retail spots, and I can't think of any, but there was one that just opened at Fig Garden Village.
Lululemon.
Lululemon, Madwell, the jeans place.
Yeah, it was like their first actual brick and mortar place or something.
And so, you know, but we just freak out and I don't know what it's about, you know? Is it just we don't have enough shit already?
No, we don't.
And we just have to.
I'm surprised.
And then we just forget about it.
I'm surprised retail still is doing as well as it is because of. I mean, I find myself just going to Amazon so much just for like stuff I would go into a store for 5 minutes to get. I'm just like,
Toilet paper? Just, you get your
not that. Grocery. Not that bad. I still haven't done groceries on Amazon.
Okay.
Grocery or but
man,
just like little,
I should do that,
like little hardware things or just little just device things or something. I'm just like, oh, I'll just Amazon it and they'll be here. Now I don't have to stop in the store.
Right.
So it's just I'm surprised how well retail is still. I know it, I'm sure it's down, but it still seems like everything's okay. There isn't like an abnormal amount of empty storefronts or something, you know.
Not yet, anyway.
Not yet. It's coming.
Yeah, Steak and Shake. So, yeah, go there and figure it out. Get be excited about it. Line up the night before, you know, that whole thing.
Which would you rather, maybe you haven't even been, have you been to the Maya, the whole Campus Point?
I've been to Campus Point, I haven't been inside the Maya Center.
Well, but I was going to say, like, which would you rather go to on a, if you're just going somewhere to hang out?
Okay.
River Park or Campus Point?
That's a difficult.
I know, you're not going to normally go to either one, but...
I think Campus Point. I like the way that Campus Point is situated better. I think it has things that I am more interested in. For instance, I think Mad Duck I really enjoy. They have a coffee shop out there. I can't remember what the place is called. That I like, and I like coffee. River Park may have a coffee place. I don't know. I know
Starbucks.
They have two Starbucks. I'm not in, you know, if I'm going to get a coffee out someplace, I want somebody actually making my cappuccino. And I just like the little courtyard look of that whole place. Yeah. So
I do as well. We were at Campus Point earlier today and I was thinking about that. I'm like, this is better than going to River Park.
There's not a lot of retail there.
No.
You know, I mean, in terms of like
mostly,
stuff I can buy,
it's
like shopping.
Food and movies.
It's food and movies and hang out. You know, if they had like a cool bookstore there or something, that'd be really cool.
Yeah.
But
get a couple retails and they'll be.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. That, yeah. What else? What else we got in our. There's a few things.
There's a few things. Fresh is coming.
Oh, Fresh
this month, March.
Yeah, I think it's the 25th, if I am not mistaken, and I can look it up. Did we talk? We talked a little bit about this last time because Strange Vine is playing, and some of the other bands, Stone Shiver, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm very excited about it. I think it's going to be really good. Yeah, so it's March 25th, and they do have a food. Lineup now. I can read to you if you're interested in the food.
Food lineup.
Yeah, they got food trucks.
Dun, 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 dun.
Remember, so last year they had a lot of food trucks. So this year there's less, but it's, So Taste Kitchen, who I love.
That's one of your favorite local trucks?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Smoke and Burrito. WTF. Where's the food? Dapper Dogs. Dapper Dogs. Pizza Pit, which I'm hearing a lot about this Pizza Pit place.
Oh.
Yeah. El Premio Mayor, the Taco Truck Throwdown winner.
Ooh, champion.
La Elegante.
La Elegante.
Quesadilla Gorilla.
Quesadilla Gorilla.
Which, so they're in Visalia. They also have a food truck. And now, word has it, they will be opening in the old Dusty Bun spot over there by Fresno High.
Really? Yeah. Oh, that's
good. What I saw. So
I hope that happens. That's cool.
And then Locavoria 559. So that's the food truck lineup for the Fresh Yes Festival. There'll also be bands and beer. I haven't seen a beer lineup. Have you seen a beer lineup?
I have not.
Yeah.
I'm sure Tioga always makes something.
They make several special beers that they're releasing. Sure. I haven't seen anything, and it's making me mad.
I'll have to see if Matt will do that in the next Perfect Pour. Make
there you
that
go. So listen, listen to the Perfect Pour for that announcement. Anything else?
I like that. Like... That's moving into that old Dusty Buns.
Yeah,
did you see
that?
The ice cream place,
Ampersand
got like in a net. It was like a California magazine, online magazine story, and it got in there like places to eat or like ranking ice cream places or something.
Did I?
And it got.
Did
in
I
there.
Tell you how I went to that place like at 10 o'clock at night and it was packed?
What?
Yeah. So I had a friend over. We were hanging out. It was late, you know, on a Saturday night, and trying to figure out what to do. It was cold, but we thought, sweets, let's go get some ice cream. I don't think any place is going to be open. Yeah. What about Ampersand? Look on their website or Facebook page, whatever. It's open till 11 o'clock.
What?
11 o'clock. So we called just to make sure. You open? Yeah, we're open till 11 o'clock. Okay. So we ride down there. It's packed.
Dang.
Right? So we go and get the thing. And I'm in there, and the owner, I see the owner, he knows me just from being around and stuff. And so he comes over, and I said, man, this is crazy. We wanted to have ice cream, came down at 10 o'clock, whatever time of night. It's really cool that you guys are open. He says, yeah, this is our busiest time of day. He's like,
what?
Between the 9 and 11 o'clock hour on, you know, Friday, Saturday, whatever uh-huh. day it is, that's they get a rush.
Wow, that's crazy.
That time. Yeah.
That's good.
I thought, yeah. I mean, it's
Cup
it's
of Joy
great.
Isn't open, is it, that time?
I don't know. I don't think so. They should be. It would
maybe.
Make sense.
Maybe they should start, like, yeah. staying open later if they're not.
There you go. Yeah. Definitely. Coffee places should stay open late, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You should be open later.
Till midnight, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems reasonable.
And especially that that little mm-hmm. place. It has a neighborhood feel.
Yeah.
So. Let's see. You want to talk a little bit about the Rogue?
Since oh yeah,
the Rogue Festival is happening.
We're in the middle, the thick of it.
We're in the thick
have
of the
you
Rogue
seen
Festival.
Any Rogue
I
stuff
have
yet?
Seen two Rogue oh. shows. I'm going to see another one
see?
Today. I saw Blake Jones's show.
Oh, what's Blake doing? This year?
Blake is doing this show called Chelsea Greater Than Blake. It's a show with his daughter Chelsea, and essentially they play a bunch of songs. And she plays a few of her songs. He plays a few of his songs. They play the songs together. They have their friends play with them. It's pretty cool. Chelsea is super good. Like
really?
So I had seen her play before.
I heard a couple of her songs with her band from a few years ago.
And it was kind of crazy,
interesting.
Right?
Interesting. Yeah, it was like
kind of crazy. So this is like a little more accessible. She just played guitar and sang, you know. And it's definitely like... raw, you know, mm-hmm. it's like it's not very polished, and it definitely has like that kind of punkish vibe,
yeah,
but really good. I think she has a great voice, and I really liked what she was doing, and I hope that she plays more around town. And then Blake did some songs, and they were good. He did a couple covers, and he did this really cool thing. He's playing with this guy Jeff Bowman, who used to be in that band Wild Blue.
Okay.
He plays steel drums now. That's right. Like his thing. So he and Blake did a little like set of steel drum theremin covers. So so it was Blake playing the theremin.
Oh, you know, the yeah. old theremin and steel yeah. drum.
And so they did a Chopin number, like classical thing, uh-huh. and then they did Miserlou. He always does Miserlou, you know, mm-hmm. that Dick Dale song. Yeah.
Oh,
okay. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you're thinking.
I was thinking of.
Sleepwalk?
Yeah, Sleepwalk. I was thinking of Sleepwalk.
Oh, that would be so good. I should tell Blake to do that.
Oh, you haven't heard him
man.
Do that?
With
this, that would be like an obvious theremin song.
Yes. I have never heard him do that. I should suggest it. Anyway, so they did a couple of songs and they were really cool. And then at the end. They did this Jonathan Richman cover called I'm a Little Dinosaur, something like that. And Blake actually comes out in a adult dinosaur onesie. And it was awesome. And I was like, man, Blake.
Blow my mind, Blake.
Good on you for just not taking yourself seriously at all. And being willing to put on a costume and do so. So I saw that one, and then I saw this other show called Tidal Surge, which was like, so I'm out with a friend, we want to see a Rogue show, we don't like want to stay out super late,
mm-hmm.
so it was 6:45, what's playing? I don't know. We walk to the venue, what's playing? This Tidal Surge. Okay, we go in. So we had no idea what it was going to be about. And it was pretty good. It was a one-woman show about sort of science fiction-y climate change stuff. And I thought it was pretty good. So, and then I'm going to try to see Jaguar Bennett's show.
Oh, okay.
So
Long legendary local comedian.
Legendary, mm-hmm. Yes. That would be a good way to describe it. Mm-hmm. So I saw his show last year. I thought it was really good. I'm sure he'll do something equally as impressive this year. But so there's some good shows, and it's continuing into next week. So if you're listening to this like that week of the 6th or whatever, it just came out. Mm-hmm. There's still time for you to go. So you can go on Rogue Festival. I think it's roguefestival.com. You can also just go to the Fresno Beehive, and we have a bunch of reviews and stuff.
FresnoBeehive.com.
So. Yeah. So, and that's a really fun, cool thing to do and get out for. So.
That's your March reco.
It is, yeah.
Is there a big show at Selland or at that same art this month?
So this month, I think we already had the big one with Blake Shelton. Blake Shelton was here on Friday.
Was there any Fresno references in the Blake Shelton show?
God damn it. Blake, let me down.
Did he do the Fresno?
He did.
I don't say Fresno. I say Fresno. Yes.
He did. He didn't say it exactly like that, but it was that whole Fresno. Whatever.
No, Fresno. Yes.
We haven't heard that joke a million times.
It was, Blake. Yeah. I mean, really, if I could say
one. We need to have
one,
like a sign.
No.
We've heard all the Fresno Fres yes jokes already. Yeah. Thousand times.
So
you're not the first to think of it.
So I get reviewer tickets. They give me the best, awesomest reviewer tickets. I'm like touch distance from the stage. Nice. So they have a little outcrop, where
press outcrop.
Yeah. And so I'm, I don't know, 4 seats in from that. So like mm-hmm. I could get up and stand at the stage as they're mm-hmm. walking by. Okay. Awesome. And really I hate to say it because I don't like the idea of if you pay a exorbitant amount of money to get good seats, you're going to have a better time. You're going to have a better time.
Okay. Guess what? It's true.
Yeah. I mean, just there is something about being right there and being able to see him and I think that was in the VIP section. And I think they put me down there for a reason because, that's where you need to be to kind of mm-hmm. exhibit.
It's more likely you're going to give a better review of the show.
Maybe. So, but the problem with it is there's a bunch of people who get ridiculously drunk and
what?
Don't,
at a concert?
Yeah, at a Blake Blake Shelton show.
Since when?
Yeah. I was shocked as well.
Hey, people are getting drunk here.
And they don't
Blake.
And they don't understand that you have a ticket. Right?
Yeah.
With the number and the seat number on it, right? That is where you are supposed to be.
That's your assigned
right.
place.
There are security guards at the place whose job it is to keep you from, for instance, standing in the aisle, standing in someone mm-hmm. else's seat,
mm-hmm.
Pushing other people around.
Yeah. Right? Starting a pit.
When those security guards come over to you and ask you to leave, to go back to your seat multiple times. You don't need to fight with them. You just do what they say,
No, I'm standing right here.
I mean, really, the amount of times that someone, would move up, be standing beside me, behind uh-huh. me, and then the security guard would come up and look, the security guard has been there for the whole show.
Uh-huh.
She sees who's
sitting there. She knows
who's
supposed
right,
to be there.
Right, okay. So then you come up and then you try to be like, oh no, these are our seats. Yeah, totally.
Oh,
like,
seats.
She knows. they know. No. They know
this
that
the
you
first
don't.
Time you've been here,
they
ma'am.
Know that you don't belong there. So fighting with him and this one dude, there were a couple, but this one guy was just like, we're going to stand here. There's nothing, And then he would move, they moved up.
Mm-hmm.
And they stood up there for a while. Security comes by and, hey, man, you can't be here. Oh, no, no, no. Back and forth. Oh, then he moves behind. and it's just like, oh, come on. And here's the thing. We're all in the same section.
Mm-hmm.
Your seats aren't bad.
Yeah. It's not like
right.
he's up in the nosebleeds
right.
and like, oh, I got to get
right.
gonna do it.
If someone was up at the very top of the stadium and trekked all the way down uh-huh. and somehow made it past the security to get where they are, then I can understand, okay, well, you went through a lot to get down here to see this.
You got to at least try.
So you have to. But if you're 3 rows over from me, and you come over here battling
for that spot.
Like, really?
What? And you're like, and the thing that trips me out,
and then
about
so surprised,
people that get so worked
so
up about
surprised,
people that get so worked up about stuff is like, you're ruining your experience. Like, you've missed.
Okay,
I guarantee
right.
you've
yes.
missed at least one song.
Yes. So
by trying to argue for yes. your non-spot yes. that's not your spot.
Blake was trying to say something, and I really couldn't pay attention because behind me, it was like possible fight. It was as if.
It was like Raider game.
Within a second, yeah, people. And I thought, and I had that same experience, which was like, hey, like, guys, dude,
I'm at
look,
the Fresno State game, football game.
He's right there. Like, Blake is right there. you know?
Just chill out.
And then I really kind of felt bad because I pictured Blake looking out into the crowd and like seeing these people like essentially just fighting about like yelling at each other. You know, like how does that have to feel?
Yeah, that Fresno show. I just saw a bunch of people fighting
how do
for
you
some
have
reason.
How do you feel if you're an artist?
Paid $100 to get in the arena
and you're
just,
like, and you're
just fighting about in, three rows.
You're in the part of your show where you're getting really like into it with the crowd. You're like, all right, guys, look. Blah, blah, blah. And then you look out and there's people that are like, not even on their phone, not even, they're just fighting with the security guard yeah. about nothing.
Uh-huh. Anyway. As an example, I think I've told this on Dorktown, I don't think. You know, back in the day, I used to go to a lot of Van Halen shows and I'm a short guy and we went to Cal Expo 1 year. And Cal Expo was like GA, where you just, once the gates are open, you
just freaking sprint. Yeah.
And we sprinted and we got to the front, like dead center front, right on the rail. I'm like, never been that close at a concert. And this is like before the opening act comes up. So it's like, you're going to be camped out for a couple hours before the even show. Even
right.
And so.
Sammy Hagar? Was this Sammy Hagar?
Yeah, it was Sammy Hagar. Yeah. And, so finally we get to where the show's about to start.
Oh God.
And like these two people behind me, I hear them. They're like, as soon as it starts, get that short guy out of the way. And I hear this. I'm like, the fuck you're going to get me out of the way. I didn't say a thing. And I'm like, no, hell no. No. This is Van Halen. Nobody's moving my short ass anywhere. And so I battled for the first half of the show. I'm just like, gripping the railing and just using all my weight to not let them get in
and
there.
It was the worst experience
and
ever.
Yeah,
right?
And finally I just go, you know what? Fuck it. I'm done. I'm tired of this. I step back and like I didn't even know what's going on behind me. And all I do and I step back like three people back and it's just lovely and pleasant. And I'm right there. And it's like the whole time I'm ruining my half the show by going, nobody's moving me.
Right.
And all I had to do is step back and it was like the best show ever for the best second half. So there's your lesson, guys.
That makes me laugh. Right. You
spend all your time fighting, just relax.
Just relax, enjoy the show.
Enjoy. Yeah. That's a lesson for life and concert going.
Yeah. I will say, though, that next month, April, there's going to be a lot of big shows coming up. So, Neil Diamond's coming through.
Save your concert money.
I think Tim McGraw is coming through. Bruno Mars is coming through. I mean, So, all the biggies are coming through.
Biggins.
All the big ones are coming through in April. So, we'll talk
about that. Grammy people.
Sure.
Grammy shows.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of, and this has nothing to do with Fresno.
Ooh.
But Lady Gaga and Metallica. She's a member. She's full fledged now.
What? They're saying she's a member.
Lars has said they asked her to be a member and she's like whenever she can. So
I did see the good audio from performance.
Right.
And it was cool.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah. Well, anyway. So
I'm not gonna
say
I wanna go see Lady Gaga in front. Be the front man for Metallica, but
she's in the band now.
That's fun.
Metallica Gaga.
Well, if they come to Fresno,
yeah.
Have they announced their tour dates for their new album? Don't they?
I believe they have. Yeah, but you know, they're one of those bands. If they come through, it'll be on the second leg.
It'll be like the cleanup shows.
Yeah, it'll be the second or third.
Let's get some more money out of this tour shows.
2 years from now,
this is famous for Fresno's shows. Are like. What the hell? Let's keep the tour going.
Right. One or the other. Fresno
we begin. It's like
either
we start
first
them
show,
off or end them.
Or it's like three years later, they'll be like, oh, we've been on this tour for 4 years. We've been every single city but Fresno. Why not?
Why not?
Yeah. Okay, anything else?
I think that's enough. It. That's enough.
That's enough.
March.
Woo!
Woo!
Yeah. I did this thing that no one could see where I wiped the sweat from my brow.
They could feel it.
Oh, okay, good. I wonder if anyone could.
He or she could feel it. Yeah. Not they.
You could feel it. That person that I'm talking to.
You person. Thank you for listening, by the way.
Yeah. See, we did a throwback.
Throwback.
A recall. What do you call that?
Sound batch.
Whatever. Oh, man.
It's a. Now you just farted in my brain.
I was so good. I was like, yes, yeah. I know what I'm talking about. All right, so let's do
callback.
We did a callback.
Yeah.
Woo! All right, so let's do our plug it up. Plug it up.
Plug it up.
Plug it up. All right, you got anything to plug?
Oh, always. Let's read the Fresnan, thefresnan.com.
Oh, there's some
new
good
post
stuff on
there. Every week on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes there's just a post. Yeah. Other times there's good stuff.
Yeah.
And all the podcasts I'm involved with, as well as the Flowing with Famous, Flowing with Pod on Twitter, by the way. The Perfect Pour.
Perfect Pour. Craft
beer show.
Really good.
There's lots of local stuff wedged into there. Yeah. Josh was on there somewhat recently.
Yeah.
You want to listen to that? We'll go back to that. Get Off My Podcast.
Get Off My Podcast.
Harrison Ford podcast.
Hey, is he doing okay, Harrison Ford?
Well, he had a little incident in Orange County.
Okay.
He landed on a taxiway instead of a runway. There was a jet underneath him when he was landing. Almost hit it. But he is okay.
Yeah,
he's fine. Okay. He's going to be cool.
Yeah.
Don't worry about him. He's still flying.
Yeah.
Still flying. And Dorktown.
Dorktown.
Comedy show. Random comedy show.
Yeah, it's funny.
Producer Becky and Bells.
It's funny. I laughed.
Yeah, once in a while.
Yeah.
Once in a while, a laugh comes out of there.
Anything else?
That's I think that's enough. I'm doing stuff via the Perfect Pour on YouTube.
Oh,
I'm drinking beer on my
workbench. I've seen it.
So look for the Perfect Pour channel on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I've had a couple Tioga beers on that workbench.
So. Nice.
There you go.
So I will plug my day job at the Fresno Bee and FresnoBeehive.com where we write about and talk about all the stuff that's on this show. Generally, if you like this show, you will like the Fresno Bee.
It was in the Fresno Bee before
probably,
we talked about it.
Yeah, so Fresno Bee, Fresno Beehive, my day job there. I will also mention the weekly spot I have on Great Day just because it's fun.
Great Day.
People see it. I hang out with Kim and Kobe. I talk about what there is to do for the weekend. It's a nice little thing for everyone. And then I'll plug my band, It'll Grow Back, who actually has a show this month.
Yes!
On the 17th at Strummer's.
Oh, is this that 90s show?
90s Slaughter. It's local bands doing covers of their favorite local or their favorite 90s bands. And so
of a 90s band.
Yeah, 90s band. Sometimes it's people's favorites. So we are doing our cover set will be L7.
All right.
Who I really thought they were much more popular than maybe they were, because I was really into L7 and you know I know a bunch of their songs, etc., etc. Telling people, oh yeah, we're doing this 90s, oh who you know, L7, and then they look at me like kind of blankly, they turn their head a little bit like questioning, like, oh, L7. Then I go, I'm like, say Wargasm, Pretend We're Dead.
Oh, okay. Pretend We're Dead. Yeah.
Shit List is the big one, I think.
It
was on the Natural Born Killers soundtrack.
Oh, okay.
You see that? You remember that?
Yeah. So, I don't remember the song.
So when
if I heard it,
when Juliette Lewis was in the cafe, beating everyone and shooting, that is the song that was playing.
Okay.
Anyway, so we're doing that. It's on the 17th. I think we're going to be opening the show. So if you want to come out, go early. I think it starts at 8:30, 8:45 or something. So,
all right.
Be there if you want to see. I'm going to strip. I'm saying that right now.
Finally.
I'm saying it right now.
Keep calling for it.
So.
Finally.
I don't know if I will, but maybe that'll get some people to come out.
Yeah.
Josh is going to get naked. I'm not naked.
Josh is going to get naked.
Not naked. I'll have clothes on. But
Or will you?
And then let's see. Yeah, I think that's about it. I think that's it. So, thanks everyone. Thank you for listening.
Person.
Yeah. And thank you, Mike, for putting this on.
Thank you, Josh.
And talking about Fresno.
In the Darktown Studios and podcasting.
We'll have to do it again.
Yay, Fresno. Keep up.
Keep being Fresno.
Hey, Fresno, keep up the great work.
Right. Except for at concerts. Chill the fuck out.
Chill out. Remember that, man. We gotta be better. We gotta be better. Yeah. We can't have Blake going around saying Fresno's crazy.
He probably didn't notice actually at all, so if I had to guess.
All right. Well, I feel better. Those Blake's okay with us still.
So find us on iTunes and wherever else.
Tell people. Whoa. We're cutting out.
Oh. That was crazy. Wherever else you might get your streaming podcast. And send us messages, give us reviews if you like us. Oh, and I'll count us out.
Geez. Yeah, count us out.
Bro. 5, 4, 3, 2, bam! Can't let you go without that.